Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, and welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals, number 262 shows and counting. And we're moving right along because we're not going to stop our voices and our actions because we're going to continue because we want to see justice and animals going that, you know, they need to be living in peace and comfort. And never have their rights granted, not violated, you know, free from fear and anxiety and stress and torture and abuse and neglect. This platform stands up for all animals in need and distress. So I want to welcome everybody aboard tonight. All you new listeners, I hope you enjoy the show. Keep coming back and keep spreading the word about this show. And also, you returning listeners, can't thank you enough for all your support and, you know, listening in. And the main thing we want to do here is take action. Teamwork is the key to unlock the door to all changes to be made. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host and producer for Voices Care for Animals on every Thursday live, and all shows are recorded live and archived on Blog Talk Radio. And you can all listen and share 24/7. On the left side of the screen on the Blog Talk Radio promo, you can press any social media icon and share from there. Also, this show is coming live from the PPJ Gazette Online. I want to give a shout out to the PPJ for proudly supporting this show every Thursday, helping me get out the word. You can subscribe or follow the PPJ Gazette on the right side of the column. Just press follow, and every time there's a new podcast or also a news article, it will be delivered to your primary email. And you can also share the promos and articles from the bottom of the article. You'll see share and just press what social media site you'd like to send it to. You can also email and copy and just all sort of way get the word out. Before we get started here, I want to go a couple things. This show is, you can listen in worldwide and unlimited listeners. So if you like, you can, you know, listen to it from your phone or the computer, and I'll just show you how to get there. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/voicescareforanimals. You'll notice a follow icon underneath my logo. You press that, and also that will, you know, alert you in your primary email shows coming up. So what we want to do here is, you know, keep getting the word out, keep taking action. I just want to give you the phone number to our legislators to find your representative or your senator. Area code 202-224-3121. And I'll repeat that, and that's area code 202-224-3121. You're asking for your zip code, and then you want it to, when you connect on business hours, ask to speak to your state rep, or which would be, or I'm sorry, press 1 for your senator and press 2 for your state rep, and that'll lead you right through. You can also contact them by email. Just find your legislators on a search, put your zip code in, and it'll, you know, lead you right there. You can call them. You can also email them, write a letter, set an appointment to meet with them, or you can fax them. Either, every effort counts, everybody, so please do your part, because these animals do need our help. They cannot fight, you know, for their rights, and if they're in distress or pain, and, you know, they suffer pain just like we do. So please do, you know, help them out in any way we can, because I've been doing these shows for a while now, 163 shows on TS Radio Network with Marty Oakley, and I was her host for many years, and she helped me get this show together for Voices Care for Animals on my own, Animal Advocates Radio. A big, huge thank out, you know, for her, because she's the one that got me started and trained me on the radio and helped me out. And still, we're still friends to this day, and we help each other out. So she's a great team player. She's got some hot topic shows on TS Radio Network, and you get to them from the PPJ Gazette online, because you can listen live from there or on Blog Talk Radio. You can search her name, Marty Oakley, or TS Radio Network, and it'll lead you all the links, and you can also follow her shows. But a huge thank you to all she does and the voice out there for the elderly, because I did over 75 shows with her for elder abuse, guardianship abuse, nursing home neglect and abuse, and they really need help on that end, because we shouldn't kick the elderly to the curb. They're important too. Because one day, if God's willing, we'll all be the elderly. We want advocates to help us out if we're in need. So, everyone, I want to go ahead. I'm waiting for my guest to come on air and try to get a hold of her. Because what I can do is bring on someone else, a former guest, if I need to, until she shows up. But anyway, I got this number. It's every Thursday. It's the same number to listen to the show live. Or you can press 1 in the queue to ask any questions or comments for the guest. And that's area code 310-982-4270. Press 1, like I said, and alert me that you're in the queue and you would like to speak. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations. You're more welcome to come on board. We got the guest coming on, Chris Wilkinson. She's the founder, president, volunteer at Support and Help Pass Baby Cooper's Law. And it's been a while now. She's been on several times. In the summer, it's going to get hot again, everyone. Barry, coming very soon, right? Coming up the sidelines. And there's a lot of, you know, babies that slept in cars with the heat, very extreme heat, or dogs. When somebody goes in shopping or whatever the case may be, and then all of a sudden they come out and the animal or the child is dead. And this is so preventable. You know, if they're strapped in a seat, they can't get out. They can't lift the, you know, to unlock the door. And same with the animals. You know, this is all preventative. So if you're out shopping somewhere and you spot a child or a dog in the car with the windows up and it's hot, please do something. In a lot of states, I don't have them written down, but you can not, you know, break the window. I would call the police first and, you know, report it, or the, you know, a manager in the store, because, you know, you can help save a life or lives. So let's make this a better, safe, you know, world to live in and protect these animals and children. because they need us. We are their protectors, or the guardians, you know, their animal saviors, warriors, you know, out there. Big shout out to everybody's out there that's fighting for the animals and doing their part. I'm waiting for Chris to pop up, to come in. I'm going to bring Ray Bittner in for a second here. Ray, welcome to Animal Advocates Radio. I'm waiting for Chris to come on here. How are you? Hello? Yeah, can you hear me? I'm trying to get hold of Chris Wilkinson right now. She's supposed to be. I talked to her earlier. You know, so. Oh, I got some. Could you speak up a little, just a little bit? Hello? Okay, I'm having a problem with your audio or something. I can't hear you. Hello? Can you hear me? Okay, everyone, I'm just trying to make sure I don't have no auto problems here. But anyway, the topic tonight is going to be Baby Cooper's Law, a federal initiative to end vehicular heat stroke, cold car death of kids and dogs. Baby Cooper's Law is an effort to achieve a federal initiative to end the hot car deaths of children, dogs, and the elderly and other incapacitated persons. Named in honor of Baby Cooper Harris, who died after being left in a hot vehicle where temperatures exceeded 140 degrees for more than 8 hours. This is horrific. I mean, I can't even imagine being in the car with that temperature. I know here in Florida, it gets extremely hot. The humidity's bad. And we have to do everything we can to protect these children and animals. I mean, if we're hot, we have the air condition, you know, the pools, the beaches, you know, fluids. But this, for 8 hours of 140 degrees, is totally unacceptable. So when their parent leaves the children or animals in a vehicle, strapped in a seat, or animals left inside with windows rolled up and doors locked, unable to get free, they get scared and apprehensive. And when that vehicle is too hot or too cold, it is no longer just scary. It quickly becomes a dangerous death trap. The Hot Car Gladiators' mission is to keep the car a fun, happy, and safe place for our children and animals. You know, everyone, this is all preventable. So if you spot someone in any parking lot, whether it's an office parking lot or a shopping center, we have to do something. We have to take action. We have to step in that child or dog's, you know, feet or paws and save them, because this is so scary. And I know Chris is out there. She's fighting hard for these laws to get passed. And, you know, she needs all of our support to keep going. So I'm still waiting for her to appear. If she, I talked to her earlier. Greg, can you hear me? Hello? I can hear you just a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit. But anyway, I'm having a bad connection with that. But everybody, if you want to visit her on the Facebook, just search Cooper's Law, and you will find it. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, audience, please hold on for one moment, please, while I get a search here. Okay. Okay, Ray, I'm giving you a signal to, can you hear me now? You hear my voice? I can hear you coming in very lightly. Okay, you can hear me? The guest is not here yet. I'm waiting for her to call in. I'm trying to find her. I'm trying to locate her. Chris Wilkinson, if you are, please call in 310-982-4270 and press 1 and I'll let you in. I sent her a message, so I'm just trying to hear. Okay, Ray, can you hear me? Try calling back in. Let me see what happens. And also, on this website that I have for Chris Wilkinson, you can search it on the internet, Baby Cooper's Law, and it's going to take you right to the website and see how you can help out. Because it's been, you know, several years now, so she's just trying to get justice for the you know, the children and the dogs and the elderly. So if you're on everybody, and Ray Bittner, are you, can you hear me now?
I can. Can you hear me?
There you are. I can hear you now.
There I am.
There you are. Okay.
Sometimes we just acknowledge you, ain't it?
That's right. We just have to, you know, expect it sometimes because it does happen. You know, just like with computers and everything modern technology, there's going to be problems everywhere. So how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. I know. Good. I would like to talk a little bit subject while we're waiting for your guest to come back on, though.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, it always dumbfounds me when people leave their kids or their dogs or cats even in their vehicles when it's 100 degrees outside. It's 2020. People don't know that that's going to kill an animal or a child yet. I just cannot understand how somebody can lock anything living in a vehicle and not understand that, you know, while you're inside that nice air-conditioned Walmart or wherever you're going, your dog is out there, and by the minute, the temperature raises and rises and rises, and, you know, it's going to be 120 degrees in there if you're only gone 5 minutes.
Right. I mean, down here in Florida, it gets hot. I mean, so hot you can't stand it. You know, so I can just imagine, you know, how could anybody do that? I mean, I could not leave a child or a dog in the car, period. You know, just whether it's cold out or whether it's hot out. They're not staying by themselves. There's too much going on out there anyway. You know, I've heard these where they had left them in the cars and it gets carjacked, poof, gone, you know. Couple sad stories where a car got, you know, the person left the animal, the dog in the car, got stolen. This was back last year, and the dog was left in the car after it got stolen and died. Okay, so there's so much stuff
and
that can happen. It's sickening.
Somebody
yep.
who does that with your child, first of all, I don't leave my child, well, my children are grown now, but when they were young and even with my grandkids, I wouldn't leave them sitting in a running car in my yard. You know what
right.
I mean? Because you don't
know.
Walk by, oh, yeah, running car, and then there goes your kids or grandkids. And, you know, I mean, you wouldn't do that to a human being because of you just don't know what can happen, you know, on so many levels. There's people that'll, like you say, steal the car, steal the dog, leave the dog in the car, leave them in, you know, I mean, you just kick the kid out, keep the kid. It's just ridiculous that people, crazy to me that we have to pass laws telling people that they can't do that.
No, I mean, it's a mess. Because, you know, June, July, and August are probably the hottest months of the year, sometimes even September, here. So we have to get out and you know, prevent it from happening, the safety of these children. Because the children, the animals, just like the elderly, they're voiceless and helpless, defenseless, innocent. And if we don't protect them, they don't have a chance to carry on.
Did you ever see the, I can't remember where, I saw it on a news station somewhere about a young man, I believe he was a high school student, and he had invented this device that you put inside your car, and it measures the amount of carbon monoxide or something when you breathe out. So if there's something living in your car, when you turn the car off, it sends an alarm to your phone.
Wow, that I didn't hear about that one. I've seen or heard about
the
other
young
ones.
Yeah, just a young guy in high school. And, you know, of course, there's got to be a lot of testing and, you know, whatever y'all have to do to get the copyright and all that. But something like that is a great idea to let you know that, hey, there's something still alive in this car and you're walking away.
That's a good idea, you know, because I don't know, these people would forget they had a dog or a child in the car. I mean, how could you do that? You could be in a big hurry, you know, whatever, or stressed out, and this happens. You know, so what is going on?
Well, you hear about, for instance, here in the spring, many, many years ago, a young mother, single mother, had twin babies, and the father, of course, walked away, and, you know, she had to work, and so she was taking the babies with her, and she worked at McDonald's. And she would leave the babies in the car and then keep continuously going out to check on them. And this one particular day, it didn't work out that way. And I don't think both of the babies died, but I think one of them did. And, you know, I mean, your heart breaks for her, but, you know, then you got to say, well, you know, you can't leave your kids in a damn car when it's 100 degrees outside, especially babies strapped in a car seat. They can't get away. They can't cool off.
Right.
I don't know what the answer is. I wish I did. Because she didn't do it to, you know, to kill her baby, obviously. She's out working to support the babies, but, you know, more has to be done, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, it has to be, you know, because if we don't, it's just going to get worse.
Now, I've never myself seen a baby locked in a vehicle or a young child. I don't know how I would react, but I imagine it wouldn't be good. I have seen animals locked in vehicles, and I don't know if we have a law that you – I think you can break into a vehicle here to get an animal out, but you have to call animal control or something. I don't know that I would call anybody. I would probably just bust the dog out if they were in distress and then call. You know.
Right.
I guess you don't know what to do till you're there, so.
That's true. And – Ray, I got my guest just popped in. She was having problems with getting connected with Vlog Talk, but she's on.
There you go.
You can stay on there, okay?
Get her on.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, and thanks for whoever's on for filling up the dead space there for a minute. Well, a few minutes.
Yeah, Ray, that's Ray Bittner. She was a former guest. She's always, you know, calling in or listening to the show with her great support. She helps out these stray cats in need, so, and her grandkids. So she's a great help, too, you know. So thanks, Ray. But stay on air, okay? And Chris?
Absolutely, Ray.
Yeah, I was going to get you on here one way or another because I was trying every which way. But
we think there was a problem with the. I dropped my phone earlier, and when I did, it changed some settings on my phone. So I think that's what the problem was.
Okay, no problem. We got you in here.
I apologize. But so thanks
no
for having
problem.
Us, and I apologize for being late to the party.
No. Hey, Ray, hey, tell her, Ray, we'll always have the party right from the beginning to the end.
Just keep the party going on.
That's right. We got to speak out for those animals and help them out. And when there's victories, we really have a party. Right, Ray? We have to. Yes. But, Chris, go right ahead and refresh the audience. She's been on several times on Voices Care for Animals, and just refresh the audience and you know, how you got started, a little bit about Baby Cooper. Is so sad and heartbreaking what happened to him, but I hope this law, Baby Cooper's law, comes into effect as soon as possible. Don't give up the fight. Go right in.
You and me both. Well, for those who haven't ever joined us before, I'm Chris Wilkinson, and I'm the president and founder of Baby Cooper's Law to end high car deaths of kids and animals. As Marty mentioned a second ago, we got started as a former friend of mine who has been in the news again in the last day or so, left his son Cooper in a hot car in June of 2014. We kind of at first got into trying to see how this could happen, and that's when we found out it happens quite often. And not only does it happen quite often, but it's happened 830 times in the last 22 years.
Oh, no. That's high.
Probably
that
happened.
So...
Yeah. And the last two years have been the deadliest years since they started recording these statistics back in 1998. In 2018, we had 53 kids, and the animal count is somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000. And the reason we don't have specific numbers on animals is because not all municipalities report when an animal has passed in a hot vehicle. We bought a little time this year, unfortunately, with the reason that we got it was because of the coronavirus quarantine. But in the 2 weeks since a lot of the states started lifting restrictions, we've already had a hot car death of a child down in Tomball, Texas. And over the weekend, and this is a new one on us, a lady was arrested and cited for leaving 29 cats in a hot vehicle.
Oh, my God.
And I just, you know, in my everyday life, I'm a process server, so I'm out a lot like a police officer is. And just this afternoon, I was out. I pulled into a convenience store to grab a water. And there was a dog locked in a hot van going bananas. And one of the things the man said to me when I said something to him, he said, "Well, it's not that hot today." And he's absolutely right. It's not that hot today here East Tennessee, we're having a little bit of a cool spell for it to be the time of year it is. I think the high today was 62 or 63. Normally this time of year it's about 80. And I was like, but what you don't understand is the inside of that vehicle, while it takes longer for it to get hot inside than it would on an 80 or 90 degree day, it still gets hot. And so to give you an example, I guess it was October of 2016, I had the brilliant idea of locking myself in my own car on a 73-degree day that was just, it was a beautiful day in East Tennessee, a beautiful fall day, 73 degrees. You had to have a long-sleeve shirt because the breeze was blowing, and it was chilly. But within, I believe it was 15 minutes, it was already 105 degrees in the car. At 24 minutes, it was 124 degrees in the car. So it was perfectly cool outside and comfortable, but it was like an oven inside that car. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand either, and I would love to do studies sometime about the actual psychology of all this, because the thing that the bean counters that have studied the psychology of all this have come up with is that it's some kind of syndrome, like forgotten baby syndrome. Well, I have a hard time with that, and I know there's some people that disagree with me about that, and I'll get to that in just a minute about why that is, but the psychology to me that would be interesting to know is why people think it's okay to leave their children and their animals and cars. And I see it all the time where there's this pet owner, we've had it happen here in Knoxville as recently as last year, and the headline is, you know, pet owner distraught after a car is stolen with beloved dog inside. And I'm just like, why did you leave your dog inside the car and go wherever it was you were going? If they can't go in with you, leave them at home. But that's the psychology of hot car death that I would like to actually have looked at, as opposed to, oh, well, I forgot, I'm so distracted. I argue with people about that all the time. I'm a parent and I'm a pet owner, and I'm by no means perfect. But the longest I've ever forgotten my child somewhere was about 15 minutes. And even that in a hot car can be deadly for a child or an animal. But I thought about them in that 15 minutes, and these folks go all day long and don't know it till they show up to pick their child up. It just is mind blowing to me. So as we got into things and looking at how many times this happens, we also realized that nobody was advocating for the animals while they were the kids. There's a couple of advocacy groups besides our that advocates for kids and vehicle safety, but nothing for the animals. And I thought, you know what, that they need to be included because their numbers are much higher. They're less thought about than the kids. And just like kids, they're not able to open the door themselves. They're not able to get out. So that's when we decided to start Cooper's Law. And at the time, the original impetus was to, you know, make it against the law to leave kids and animals, period. And we were quickly told, you'll never get that passed. so we were like, you know what, we need to look at why this happens. You know, and if the argument is that parents and pet owners are so distracted they need a reminder, okay, we'll be fair about this before we send people to jail. And we'll see about getting mandated alarms. And that's one of the things that our law requires. And folks say, well, there's a couple other groups out there that have that legislation too. Well, the difference between us and them is we actually have told the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration how that needs to be done, because they have been so reticent to require car alarms. We call our alarms Less Life alarms, and we've offered the technology for the last 4 years since we've had it to the car makers at no charge. And they have not wanted to mandate it because obviously it would cost the car makers extra money, but they've also not wanted to mandate it because of false alarms. And, you know, what our alarms have come up with is, if there's nothing living inside the vehicle, there should be no carbon dioxide emission. So
right.
we've offered that out there. That would be the impetus to set the alarm off. And then at that point, there would be no compunction to in sending somebody to jail, because what they intended to do by ignoring that alarm would be clear. And folks say, well, you know, you're being unfair to the parents, the pet owners. Not really, because I tell you, if I was driving down the road and I accidentally hit a child, anybody that knows me, or even a dog or squirrel for that matter, anybody that knows me would tell you that I would be devastated. And if I did everything I could to try and avoid doing that, and, you know, the forces of fate intervened and it happened like that anyway, yes, I would be absolutely devastated. But if I did that because I was texting or busy with my phone, people would be calling for my head, as they should. But yet when a person leaves a child or an animal in a hot car, it's suddenly, oh, well, they didn't mean to. They were just so distracted. Well, there's penalties if you drive distracted now, so why are there not penalties once you park? I have a hard time with that, especially given that we have alarms for everything from why, you know, you've left your keys in the car, you've left your lights on, there's somebody in the front seat, but yet, hey, you left somebody in the car and they could die is not more of a thing. I don't know. So.
Yeah, your seat
belt. Well, you know,
yeah, go ahead.
They have alarms that will go off in the car if somebody is smoking inside of it. You can't tell me that no type of alarm, you know, like I was telling Deb when you were having a hard time getting in, I saw on the news, it's been a while, about a young man in some high school somewhere that had come up with a, I believe it was carbon monoxide, whatever it is you breathe out.
Carbon dioxide.
Detector. It was a detector that you can put inside your car and it will pick that up when the car is stopped. So, and then it would send an alarm or a notification or whatever to your phone and computer. So, you know, I mean, if they can pick up that I'm smoking a cigarette in a rental car, they should be able to pick up that there's a person or an animal left in a parked vehicle.
Absolutely. And that was, you know, I was a respiratory therapist in my former life, and that's what gave me the impetus to We asked automotive engineers to volunteer, and we had this older gentleman who has since passed away, God love him, who was like, yeah, this is doable. And it would cost, at the time when we first started this in 2014, the cost to add it to a new car was like $4.89. It has gone up a little bit to about $15 for the wiring harness to do it. And people say to me all the time, you know, well, why should I have to pay that if I don't have kids or animals? Well, you pay for those other alarms, don't you? You may not ever leave your keys in the car, but you pay for that alarm, don't you? But the other issue that we address with Cooper's Law, besides making these alarms mandated so we don't unfairly, and I say that with quotations, send somebody to jail, is that it's not even a crime in some states to leave your child or animal behind. As more awareness has come about over the years, that, you know, legislators have started introducing per state. But yet, if you leave your dog, and this happens quite a bit near where I live, because I live close to the Great Smokies National Park. My sister is a park ranger, and she's been one in Vicksburg, Mississippi, Baltimore, Maryland, and her latest duty station is Little Rock, Arkansas. If someone leaves their dog or child in a hot car there, they can do absolutely nothing to them. And you ask why, and the reason why is because federal law applies to those places, and there is no law on the books federally that says it's a crime to leave your child or dog in a hot car. So they can ask that guest to leave or get their dog or child out of that situation. But if they don't want to comply, they don't have to. And that's also true of military bases, Indian reservations, any federal land. But the other reason for making it federal, besides making it a crime in those places, is the thresholds are different in different states. And a big problem that prosecutors run into with the public, and they get so many ugly messages, is people don't understand the law. And the law says, for example, in Florida, it's absolutely against the law to leave your child in the hot car. Virginia has no such law. So somebody is charged in Virginia, they're probably going to be charged under child abuse and neglect charges, even less if they leave an animal. And for example, Alabama, an animal, regardless of whether it's a family pet or farm animal, is considered livestock. And the penalties for damaging livestock are not the same as other property. It's really quite ridiculous. But back to Virginia, so a prosecutor has to prosecute according to the laws of the state. So while they might can levy a charge of child abuse or child neglect, they can't actually have any kind of penalty for the act of leaving the child or animal in a hot car, period. And oftentimes, these people have done this a gazillion times and have gotten away with it. And when they're finally caught, it's their first interaction with DCS, or it's the first interaction with animal control. And anybody that's been, you know, in animal advocacy long knows that it is the most frustrating thing in the world sometimes to have to deal with animal control, because their hands are tied. You know, all they can do is issue a warning. So the impetus in making Baby Cooper's Law federal law is so that there's uniformity through all 50 states as to it's absolutely against the law. I don't care if you're in Florida, Maine, or Virginia, or California, or Hawaii. It's absolutely against the law. Here are the penalties for doing it. And it's to, you know, like I said, give the prosecutors and police extra tools to deal with people that do these things.
Yeah, we can't just go on, you know, unrecognized and no punishment. We have to do something, you know, or
well,
the problem
keeps
prevailing.
Well, and we know. We know when somebody does it and they get away with it. And I pick on Virginia a lot, but I can do that. I'm a native Virginian. We had a lady out there in the summer of 2016. she goes to court because she got a citation or ticket for leaving her child in a hot car. You want to take a wild guess where she left her child while she went to court for that ticket?
God.
Well,
in the car.
And, you know, we have really no idea how many times a person has left their child or their dog in a hot car before something really bad happens. But we do know that when somebody's not punished, the rate of repeating that. Another infamous case was a lady in Arizona in the summer of 2014. It was the summer that Cooper died. She left her child in a hot car while she went to a job interview. She was arrested, and everyone felt sorry. So they started a GoFundMe. They raised legal fees, and I mean, she was looking at a pretty serious charge in Arizona, but her GoFundMe originally was going to pay for her attorney, but an attorney stepped forward and agreed to represent her because, oh, I feel bad, she didn't have child care, and this is all she needed to do. Well, they raised, I'm wanting to say, close to $500,000 for her. And instead of using that money to, you know, send her child to college and hire child care, she blew it on various and sundry things, including $160,000 to help her boyfriend produce his music video. Yes. Even after she was hauled back into court and asked, you know, to put some of that money, at least $10,000 of that money away for her child, she did not and was found in contempt. So fast forward to the summer of 2018, it was summer of 2017. By now she has a new boyfriend and has a new child, and she leaves the child in the vehicle at Walmart. She said when the police get there that, well, she thought the boyfriend had the child, and the boyfriend said he thought that she had the child. And gosh golly gee, they did it in Mississippi, so, and the child fortunately did not die this time. But gosh golly gee, they did it again now, didn't they?
Yeah.
We've even had instances of celebrities leaving their children. Famous case of a child getting locked in a hot car where the mother did absolutely everything she could and got the police there and got the child out was Carrie Underwood, and she did a phenomenal job. And that's a scary thing when it happens. Anybody that's ever had their kids do that to them and lock them out of the car, it's horrifying. But I believe it was in Vancouver 3 or 4 years ago where the actress from Flashdance, I can't think of her name right now, Jennifer Beals, left her dogs in a hot car in Vancouver. And, you know, people, of course, were outraged, and she made all kinds of excuses about, you know, oh, well, it wasn't hot enough. And that's one of the things that we're hoping to overcome this year. So we have two slogans. The first one is saving lives. And when I say slogans, these are the hashtags we hope to get out there and spread around for the summer of 2020. Saving lives with traffic lights. And we're trying to remind people that red means stop. Yellow means look around and clear your back seat. And then if everything's good and you have your child or your dog, green light means go. We thought that was pretty simple. Kind of felt stupid for not coming up with that before. And then our other hashtag is not for even one. It's not with the number four, even with the number one. And the message we're trying to get across to that is if
Hello? Chris, you there?
I think we lost
something
Chris.
Happened. Yep, she just fell off the boat. We need to send her a life raft. Okay? Chris, if you can hear me, call back in, okay? We're down to like 9 minutes here. But isn't this something, Ray, what's going on? I mean, it's totally unjustifiable, you know? Just, you know, it's preventable. If you, you know, if you have your child or dog or even kids, you got to keep your eye on them. If you're out there shopping or any, like even an office, you know, parking lot, anywhere, and you notice, you know, kids, because if they're locked in, they have don't have a chance to get out by themselves. And Chris, are you there?
I'm here. There are those pesky phone problems again tonight.
Okay. Yep, that happens, you know. When they drop the phone, there's going to be some issues if it, how hard it drops. I've had that on the other phones, but go ahead.
I think that so many people are using technology like Zoom and Skype to talk. You know, it's just overwhelming the line. I've had that happen several times where you just couldn't get through. And then you talk to the person later on and they're like, huh. I was there waiting for your call, but you know, it's just. But anyways, I'll be glad when this. It's been a mixed blessing because I'm a homebody and I don't mind staying home and I certainly don't mind not making folks sick. But on the same token, it's. I'll be glad when it's over, and I definitely am glad for the blessing that. You know, we didn't have our first hot car death until last week. Normally, that would have started in, you know, early to mid March. I have prayed because the last 2 years have been just emotionally ridiculously hard to keep going, especially. With the administrations that we have, they're not all that friendly to making people pay extra money to get these alarms. So they have been reticent to schedule time with us. But I was talking about our awareness, and I'm not sure what y'all heard about that, and I know we're running out of time here. Did you hear the saving lives with traffic lights?
Saving lives with traffic lights.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about that? That's part of our awareness campaign for 2020. Okay. So saving lives with traffic lights.
Yes.
I kind of feel dumb for not thinking of that sooner. Red light means stop. Yellow light means look and clear your back seat. And if it's clear of your kids and your dogs, green light means go. Like I said, I kind of feel dumb for not thinking of that sooner. The other hashtag that we're doing for awareness this year is not for even one. And it's the word not with the number four, the word even, and the number one. And the message we're trying to get across with people, because I hear it all the time, is, oh, I was only gone for a minute. Well, that minute is never a minute. It's always five, and as we all know that have been doing this for a little minute, all it takes is 4 to 5 minutes to kill a small child or a dog in a hot car. If it's hot enough, you know, 6 minutes is the top before a child, you know, really starts to succumb. And these little dogs, they just don't have the same. Like children, they don't have the same sweating mechanisms as adults do. And I think that's another part of the psychology I would like to have looked at. At what point do you think, oh, well, if this is okay for me, it's okay for my dog or my child? But it's not. So we're trying to get across, it's not okay, not even for 1 minute, because that 1 minute is never 1 minute. It's on average 6 or 7, and six or seven is long enough to be deadly. And gosh, I probably hear 4 or 5 times a season, not just somebody stole a vehicle with a dog in it, but just last week, In Alabama, we had a child stolen. The mom left the child while she ran in to pay for her gas. Came back out, car was gone. And it's, you know, there's your child stuck in a car seat at the mercy of whoever. We had it in Mississippi a few years ago, the mom, and it was 11 o'clock at night, and it was hot and in the middle of the summer, and her son was asleep in the back seat. She was gone into Kroger for 6 minutes. She came out, her car was gone. They found her son's body in a ditch the next day. You know, car thieves do not care about the life of your dog or your child.
No.
No.
So not for even one. And that's the message. And the other exciting thing we're doing, we've already kind of lucked out a little bit, is we have had the opportunity to hire some talent with the coronavirus thing. A lot of actors are out of work, so they're doing whatever. And one of those things they're doing is little video messages. You can pay X number of dollars. And we had Maurice Bernard of General Hospital do a video for us where he talked about saving lives with traffic lights. We're hoping to raise money to do another one. But, you know, all this is in our overall goal to stop hot car deaths until we can get back to D.C. And it's not a lack of can we get back to D.C. I can jump in my truck and be there in 4 hours. It's a matter of getting these politicians who are busy with anything else, and I don't want to make your show too political, but I'm just over it with these politicians right now. I don't care which side of the political fence they're on, I'm over it. But they just don't seem to want to help if it's not something that's going to make them some money, and they're certainly not wanting to help when it's something that might cost them donations. And making car makers put these in is going to cost them. I get that. But at some point, we need to start electing politicians that care again, that are not in it. You know, people have different ideas about how to do that, and one of them is term limits. Mine is, hey, look, no, you limit how much money they can make while they're in office. And the ones that say they're doing it for the folks when they're really doing it for their pocketbooks, by God, they'll go home pretty darn quick, I'm pretty sure.
But we need to support. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm running down in time here, and I hate to interrupt. But, ladies, thank you, Ray, for filling in for a little bit for Chris. And Chris,
Ray, I owe you big, sister.
And I owe her big too, Chris.
I always owe you big because you have us on, you know, once or twice a year, and we certainly couldn't do it with all the little little shows like yours. We couldn't do it without y'all.
Hey, we can't do it without you. We're all a big team here, you know, and that's what we need, voices
right.
for the animals. Voices do care for the animals. We just have to have a big, you know, a big chain reaction of human beings taking action, and that's when the voices carry, everyone.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you. We got it down here a minute, and I want to thank you, Chris, for coming on, and I want to welcome you back again and keep up what you're doing. You are relentless, and, you know, all this is worth it, and all the children and adults especially, thank you. They can't thank you, but you're a voice for them, and you're out there, and you're fighting the good fight and doing what's right, and we can't give up, everyone, because if we give up, we automatically lose.
There's a radio guy here in Knoxville, and his tagline is "Be the person that your dog thinks you are." If we just all live like that, how much better off would this world be, right?
Oh yes, agreed, Chris. So much. But next week will be Harry Mira, and welcome him back. He stands up for the great apes and monkeys, and I want to welcome him back. Next week, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, and 4 o'clock Pacific. Everyone, listen in worldwide. We're out of time, but I want to thank you to all the supporters for this show. and hope you join us next week and keep fighting for the animals and doing what's right out there for them. We can't put them on the back burner. I know coronavirus and COVID-19 is very important, but so is all this other stuff we can't ignore, you know, because if we ignore it and bypass it, it just gets worse. So we can only, we got to do what we got to do to keep these problems being the solutions to all these problems. Good night, everyone, and may God bless you all. Thank you, Ray, and thank you, Chris. Hope everyone has
bye,
a great
Chris.
Evening.
Bye, Ray. Bye, Deb. Thank you all so much.
Bye-bye, and happy Mother's Day, everybody, this Sunday.
Outstanding. Back at you.
Happy Mother's Day on Sunday, all.